Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 10, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PRA grants Alica its banking license. Klarna, H&M introduce new payment solution in the UK. MoneyGram, Visa launch new debit card deposit service. Payconiq receives the first payment initiation service license in Luxembourg. Moss announces regulatory program for the payments industry. Everlink bolsters fi fraud protection with ACI worldwide. Toyota unit loses $37 million to vendor payment fraud. Appsens expense audit tech attracts $50 million round. UKSMB Bank, Alica, cleared for launch. Netherlands completes rollout of instant payments. JP Morgan rolls out same-day deposits. Responsible finance pioneers take to the stage at Finance Innovation Lab Demo Day. PumaPay takes cryptocurrency payment system on tour. MoneyCorp secures Brazilian banking license. Finix hires former WorldPay execs to launch in-house professional services group. SocGen chooses Prada's Open Banking Europe directory to verify TPPs. Testing the boundaries of autonomous tech in fleet payments. Citi opens $72 million operations center in Sioux Falls. B2B payments, moving from inertia to ignition. Now let's get started. PRA grants Alica its banking license. Alica, a bank for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, has been granted its banking license by the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA. Moreover, it will be duly regulated by the PRA and the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. The neobanks aims to enable SMEs to advance their business via tailored support and financial expertise. Alica is now planning for a full launch and will ultimately offer working capital solutions and cash management, including loans, savings, payment services and asset finance. Klarna, H&M introduce new payment solution in the UK. H&M has announced the launch of a unique payment solution developed in collaboration with Klarna for customers in the UK. Together with Klarna, H&M has now introduced a new payment solution in the UK, enabling a streamlined checkout for customers across all channels. With Pay Later, fashion fans who are members of H&M's loyalty program are offered the possibility to shop now and pay later both online and in stores using the H&M app. Invoices are handled within the H&M app, where customers can decide how and when they want to pay. H&M and Klarna plan to launch the new payment solution in a total of 8 markets during 2019, with more markets to follow in 2020. As part of the partnership, H&M and Klarna will continue to develop payment solutions. MoneyGram, Visa launch new debit card deposit service. MoneyGram has teamed up with Visa to launch a new debit card deposit service via Visa Direct, Visa's real-time push payments platform. According to the press release, the P2P money transfer option allows customers in the US to send money domestically through the MoneyGram app or via the MoneyGram website to other US recipients' eligible debit cards. Pricing for the debit card deposit service starts at $1.99 and allows customers to transfer funds to a bank account linked to the eligible debit card at any time, including weekends and holidays. Currently, the service is available in the US, but the companies aim to extend the service to other markets. Payconiq receives the first payment initiation service license in Luxembourg. Payconiq has announced it is the first of the payment companies headquartered in Luxembourg to obtain a payment initiation service (PIS) license. Under the EU Payments Directive (PSD2), as payment initiation services becomes a regulated activity, it opens possibilities for providers, like Payconiq International, to operate across the EU and to compete on an equal basis with other regulated players in the market. As a PIS provider, Payconiq International allows consumers to pay for their purchases and send money to their contacts through their smartphones, straight from their bank account. The users authorize Payconiq to send a payment order to their bank, which executes it and Payconiq informs the merchant of the successful transaction. MAS announces regulatory program for the payments industry. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has revealed a new regulatory evaluation program developed to connect payment companies with legal service providers. The program is part of a joint initiative by the MAS and the Singapore Academy of Law, SAL, and will allow fintech companies to consult with legal experts specialized in regulations and compliance procedures associated with the payments industry. According to the two partners, the program aims to assure payment service providers that the assessment performed by legal firms meets industry standards. Payment technology companies interested in joining the program have to contact law firms participating in the initiative. Payment companies will receive an updated list of law firms that offer legal services. Initially, 7 local and international legal service providers are expected to participate in a 2-month pilot program. After the completion of the testing phase, the program will be formally introduced starting with November 2019. Everlink bolsters fi-fraud protection with ACI Worldwide. Canada's Everlink Payment Services, a payment solution and service provider for banks, credit unions and small businesses, is strengthening its fraud controls for clients through a collaboration with ACI Worldwide. In a press release Monday, September 9, Everlink said it will integrate technology for real-time electronic payment and banking technology firm ACI Worldwide, using its UP Payments risk management solution to power Everlink's new Ascore fraud management tool. Everlink pointed to the recent launch of its debit card product, which allows customers of its banking clients to make payments in a broader range of scenarios, as a key driver behind its investment in fraud tools. The ACI model generator tool within its UP Payments risk management solution enabled Everlink to deploy a machine learning-powered system, which analyzes debit card transactions to mitigate the risk of fraud for both face-to-face and card-not-present transactions, the company said. As payment card fraud continues to evolve, we needed to protect our clients and their customers as they encounter new risks brought on by innovative payment options such as mobile wallets and co-badged debit cards, said Michelle Berger, Everlink General Manager, Card Management and Fraud Solutions. With ACI's model generator, we're able to use advanced machine learning to analyze face-to-face and card-not-present debit card transactions, enhancing fraud detection rates and reducing false positives. Kleber Martens, ACI Worldwide Head of Payments Intelligence, added that the launch of Ascore strengthens Everlink's overall market position. ACI's model generator was designed to enable multiple options and flexibility in machine learning deployments, and it has empowered Everlink to become a differentiator in the market with its new machine learning solution, Martens noted. Earlier this year, ACI Worldwide announced another partnership with Solutions by Text, enabling corporate customers to receive payment via text messages. The result, ACI said at the time, of consumers' growing demand for text payments. Toyota unit loses $37 million to vendor payment fraud. A subsidiary of automaker Toyota has lost millions of dollars thanks to a vendor payment scam, according to SC Media UK reports. The publication said Monday, September 9, that Toyota Bishoku Corporation, one of Toyota's car parts suppliers, lost more than $37 million to a business email compromise scam, in which a cyber criminal directed a professional within the company to pay a fraudulent vendor invoice. A recent case involving fraudulent payment directions from a malicious third party has resulted in a financial loss at our European subsidiary, Toyota said in a statement. We became aware that the directions were fraudulent shortly after the leakage. Toyota said the incident took place in August. Recognizing the high possibility of criminal activity, we promptly established a team comprising legal professionals, then reported the loss to local investigating authorities, Toyota continued. While cooperating in all aspects of the investigation, we are devoting our utmost efforts to procedures for securing, recovering the leaked funds. Toyota said it would disclose amendments to its March 2020 earnings forecast documents if necessary. In an interview with the news outlet, Digital Guardian Vice President of Cybersecurity Tim Bandos said organizations must include cybersecurity as part of their overall business practices, because IT security tools are not infallible against human behavior. He recommended third-party validation for any financial requests, as well as the adoption of payment procedures that similarly require multi-step authentication and approval. Earlier this month, reports surfaced of fraudsters using artificial intelligence to mimic the voice of one company's CEO and request a supplier payment over the phone. It's unclear how much money that company lost, while cyber experts also say it's not certain whether such deepfake tactics will become the norm. Cybersecurity company Agari recently released data that estimates $13.5 billion has been lost to the business email compromise scam between 2013 and 2018. Appsens Expense Audit Tech attracts $50 million round. Expense management and reporting technology firm Appsens announced a $50 million fundraise Monday, September 9, with plans to strengthen its artificial intelligence capabilities. Appsens secured the Series C funding from hedge fund firm Coatue Management, with Redpoint Ventures and Lightspeed Venture Partners also participating in the funding round, VentureBeat reported. So far, Appsens has raised more than $100 million, the report noted. In a statement, Coatue Management Senior Managing Director Thomas Lafont said that artificial intelligence AI enables Appsens to deploy more sophisticated analytics and automation within its expense management solution, which allows businesses to assess expenses, automate expense report audits, and identify savings opportunities. AI lets CFOs dramatically reduce spend, comply with policy and streamline process as they pursue their digital transformation goals, he said. Until now, true digital transformation in the CFO's organization has been limited, added Appsens CEO Anant Kale, according to the report. Our AI technology changes that as it learns from those data, intelligence from thousands of internal and online sources, and the collective feedback from millions of hours of finance professionals' time. The funding round adds to last year's $35 million fundraise, the news outlet noted. Appsens currently integrates with a range of reporting platforms including Oracle, Copa, Concur and Workday, according to the report, using data within those solutions to provide business customers with the Appsens Behavioral Index, a proprietary score developed using data accumulated over the course of a business trip. Earlier this year, Appsens announced the expansion of its product offering, adding a feature that allows businesses to automate accounts payable spend analysis and vendor invoice auditing. That feature, too, deploys artificial intelligence to promote compliance, contract management, pricing term management and other performance metrics. Last month the company released its The State of AI in Business Spend report, which found that businesses without an artificial intelligence auditing solution audit only about 10% of their total spend. UKSMB Bank, Alica, cleared for launch. The UK's challenger banking sector shows no signs of slowing down as its next entrant, Alica, is cleared for launch. A press release issued on Monday, September 9, said Alica has secured its banking license by the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA, allowing the company to launch banking operations under regulation of the PRA as well as the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. In its announcement, Alica described itself as a bespoke bank for SMEs, targeting small and medium-sized businesses with cash management and working capital tools including loans, payment services, asset finance products and savings solutions. The banking license is an important milestone in our ambition to offer SMEs a genuine banking alternative, said Alica Chief Executive Officer Mark Stevens in a statement. We built Alica specifically for businesses to realize their aspirations to advance. Alica will offer hands-on support from finance experts who are fully committed to providing each customer with tailored business solutions. Stevens added that Alica will now begin its next phase to launch, having also appointed John Maltby as chair of its board of directors. The SME market in England and Wales continues to be underserved, and changing customer needs and behaviours mean that existing banking propositions sometimes are less relevant to owner-managers of SMEs, Maltby said in another statement. Last month, the Financial Times reported that investors have provided a combined $2 billion to digital challenger banks across the world, totaling 55 funding rounds in the year ending July 31. Customers have similarly reacted with support, having deposited more than $30 million into these companies. We've reached an inflection point with the consumer's willingness and readiness to adopt these products and services, CB Insights senior intelligence analyst Lindsay Davis told the publication. In the UK, many of those challenger banks are targeting small businesses rather than consumers, with companies including Tide and Starling investing in their product offering and back-end infrastructure to compete with traditional banks. Netherlands completes rollout of instant payments. Henceforth, all business and private customers of seven Dutch banks can transfer payments at lightning speed, via mobile and online banking. The amount will generally be credited to the recipient's bank account within 5 seconds, also at night, in weekends and on public holidays. Over the past 6 months, ABN AMRO, ING, Rabobank, De Volksbank, ASN Bank, Regiobank, SNS, and NAB have gradually connected all their online and mobile banking customers to instant payments. The rollout has now been completed, smoothly and on schedule. Faster than the European standard. The amount of a Dutch instant payment is credited to the recipient's payment account within 5 seconds, where the European standard allows 10 seconds. Moreover, between the seven Dutch banks there is no limit on the amount that can be transferred. Elsewhere in the Eurozone, instant payments are usually limited to €15,000 per payment. Of course, an individual bank can apply its own security limits. A Dutch instant payment fully complies with the European standard, the SEPA instant credit transfer. Leader in the Eurozone. More than 1 million Dutch transfers via mobile and online banking are now credited instantly to the recipient's account, every day of the year, around the clock. In just a few months, the Netherlands has become the undisputed leader in the number of instant payments within the Eurozone. In the Netherlands, instant payments will soon be the normal, daily way of transferring money, for example to safely pay for a second-hand bicycle without cash, to pay reliably on delivery during the weekend or to pay a freelancer his or her wages immediately after clocking out, at night. JP Morgan rolls out same-day deposits. Customers of the WePay platform can now get faster deposits to their JP Morgan Chase bank accounts, CNBC reported on Tuesday, September 10. With other payment processors, when a small business is looking to get paid, it can take 24, 48, sometimes 72 hours over the weekend for that payment to hit, Bill Clerico, CEO of WePay, told CNBC. Because we are a bank, as well as a payments processor, we can deposit their credit card proceeds the same day, including weekends, at no additional cost. Some customers can already use the new feature. By year-end, it will be available on all Chase platforms. Clerico said the offering is unique to Chase, as it is the sole major bank that owns a payments business. Fintech competitors like Stripe and Square charge an additional fee to receive payments faster than 1 to 2 business days. For example, Stripe charges 1.5% for instant payments. JP Morgan acquired Silicon Valley's WePay in December 2017. WePay was founded in 2008. JP Morgan's strong Q2 performance can be credited to a growing millennial customer base and continued digital innovation. The JPM coin has garnered interest from customers around the world. The cryptocurrency will reportedly be tested with select customers by the end of the year. Other digital projects have included the introduction of services such as e-gifting on its Chase app, which now offers gift cards from over 60 retailers. It also offers a virtual B2B card created in collaboration with Bora Payment Systems that helps clients pay their vendors. Internationally, JP Morgan introduced its e-customs payment solution, which fully digitizes and automates cross-border payments of goods. The bank is also progressing further into the world of healthcare payments with its recent acquisition of InstaMed, which addresses payments issues for consumers, providers and payers. Responsible finance pioneers take to the stage at Finance Innovation Lab Demo Day. 10 new ventures pioneering the responsible use of data will show how finance can serve people and planet at the Finance Innovation Lab Demo Day on the 19th of September in London. The startups, who represent the third cohort of the lab's unique fellowship incubation program, will present their work to an audience of fintech experts, impact investors, civil society leaders, and finance professionals at this exciting, high-energy event. Innovations include software supporting financial well-being, including Bipit, an app offering affordable financial planning and advice, NestEgg, which provides digital tools to help responsible lenders grow, and Mortar, a platform connecting tenants and landlords to improve tenants' rental experience and financial health. Sustainable lifestyle apps, including Tumelo, which helps retail investors invest in line with their values, and Kogo, which enables consumers to align their spending with the causes they care about most. Alternative currencies reimagining the economy, including local currency Bristol Pound, Open Credit Network, a mutual credit exchange for SMEs, and Equal Care Coop, a platform Coop creating abundant social care and support with their alternative currency Care Coins. Lab Fellowship incubates financial innovations that serve people and planet, and over the course of 9 months has helped 14 fellows test and refine their ideas, build purpose-driven business strategies, and pioneer the responsible use of data in finance. Throughout the program, the fellows have been supported by the lab community, experts, changemakers, and influencers who share the lab's vision of a responsible, democratic, and fair financial system. Anna Laycock, CEO of the Finance Innovation Lab, said, "The lab is known for doing things differently, and Demo Day is no exception. Our fellows have shown there's a better way to do fintech, one that puts people in control of their data and ensures finance plays a positive role in society. Now it's time to celebrate their work and get involved in the next stage of their journey." Sam Lathy, lab fellow and co-founder of Bipit, said, "The Lab Fellowship is the most progressive program in the industry. Nowhere else could we find the same level of support and encouragement for cutting our own path through to a solution that challenges the status quo." Fellowship Demo Day will be held at the London Canal Museum in King's Cross on Thursday, the 19th of September at 6:30 p.m. and is generously supported by TeamSpirit, the leading financial services specialist communications agency. PumaPay takes cryptocurrency payment system on tour. PumaPay, a streamlined cryptocurrency payment solution and suite of products, has announced the official release of its payment solution, which will be debuted during a Pan-Asian road tour beginning with a closed VIP dinner in Singapore on September 11. Other stops include Hanoi, Vietnam on September 14, Seoul, Korea on September 16, and Tokyo, Japan on September 17. PumaPay's disruptive payment solution combines the flexibility and ease of use of payment cards with the advantages of blockchain technology. The company has already secured strategic partnerships with leading companies such as Wix.com, Fashion TV, Rent24, Ubex, Pornhub, and more. The Asia tour will provide an opportunity for investors, potential partners, and community members to meet the PumaPay team, including CEO Yoav Dror, who will be discussing blockchain payment trends in each respective region and announcing breaking news. CEO Yoav Dror explains, "We are extremely excited to announce the launch of our payment solution. After nearly 2 years of development, we are ready to launch it and grow the network of businesses that can now adopt cryptocurrency payments seamlessly. Our Asia Road Tour will highlight some of its important features and what the future has in store for PumaPay." As the first company to introduce fully decentralized subscription payments on the blockchain, PumaPay offers the flexibility and ease of use of credit cards with the advantages of blockchain. PumaPay's pull payment protocol inverses the mechanics of the transaction and allows merchants to pull funds from customers' wallets based on pre-approved terms. This allows the creation of billing mechanisms that are very common people's daily lives but were not possible on the blockchain previously. These include things such as recurring payments, top-up, direct debit, and many more. This flexibility will allow any business to define their billing models while adapting to the business logic, rather than the other way around. PumaPay's Asia Tour will be co-hosted by OKEX and contain both educational and informative elements from one of the world's top innovators of blockchain payments. MoneyCorp secures Brazilian banking license. MoneyCorp has secured a banking license to become one of only 5 licensed FX banks to serve the world's 9th largest economy. It is the second international banking license for the global payments and FX firm headquartered in London, complementing the European license it holds in Gibraltar. MoneyCorp Banco de CMBIO will have a transformational impact on the range of services MoneyCorp is able to offer its SME and mid-cap clients. Alongside access to a network of 18 international banks, the new license allows MoneyCorp to carry out, without restrictions, foreign exchange operations in Brazilian real, and also to receive deposits in accounts in Brazil from clients whose funds are intended for FX transactions. MoneyCorp traded more than 35.5 billion in currencies in 2018 for a wide range of businesses. The ability to hold real deposits in market is expected to encourage foreign investment into Brazil, overcoming the hassle, opaque costs and delays that are often encountered when dealing with a restricted currency. Commenting on the acquisition, Mark Horgan, CEO of MoneyCorp said, "We are delighted to become one of only a handful of international payments providers trusted to hold a banking license in an economy that offers access to more than 220 million individuals. I am excited by the possibilities this opens for both our own growth and that of our clients. Globally, we are committed to offering access to a common international payments technology platform to provide best-in-class services to our clients from San Francisco to Sydney." MoneyCorp international growth strategy has in past 24 months seen it acquire and integrate Commonwealth FX, the US-based corporate international payments company, and establish a licensed payments business and office in the UAE. Securing a Brazilian banking license follows MoneyCorp entry into South America through the controlling acquisition of Novo Mundo, a São Paulo-headquartered business, earlier this year. Roberto Amaral de Almeida, CEO of MoneyCorp Banco de CMBIO, commented, "Securing this license is a crucial step forward in MoneyCorp's long-term ambitions to lead growth in international payments and foreign exchange services across Latin America. Brazil has huge potential for domestic and international growth, and that will require international investment. Securing a banking license transforms our market by allowing us to offer a variety of different products to local and overseas businesses." UK-headquartered MoneyCorp handled over 5.9 meters global transactions and traded more than 35.5 billion of currency in 2018, through its offices in the UK, USA, Brazil, Hong Kong, Spain, France, Gibraltar, Romania, Australia, UAE and Ireland. Domestic growth for MoneyCorp includes the expansion of its regional presence in Coventry and the opening of new offices in Leeds and Edinburgh in 2019 to bring dedicated foreign exchange services to key commercial centres in the UK. MoneyCorp's strong investment in its payments solutions technology includes the launch of its API for third-party use, allowing clients to integrate the company's payments platform into their systems. Finix hires former WorldPay execs to launch in-house professional services group. Finix, the payments infrastructure platform, today announced the launch of its in-house professional services group that will better enable SaaS providers and independent software vendors (ISVs) to unlock additional revenue by becoming payment facilitators. The core team for Finix Professional Services Group (FPS) comes from WorldPay, one of the world's largest payment processing companies, and more recently, from FinTech 513, a Cincinnati-based payments advisory and consulting firm. The executives joining Finix include Angie Ammon, former FinTech 513 managing partner, and previously, the director of channel partnerships and founding member of WorldPay's payment facilitator group, Tom Humphrey, former vice president of risk management at WorldPay, Jerry Jones, former vice president, legal counsel at WorldPay and FinTech 513 implementation manager, Andrew Shogren. They will join Finix's existing team based in Cincinnati to help SaaS providers and ISVs accelerate speed to market and discover new revenue and product advantages by bringing payments in-house. Angie, Tom, Jerry and Andrew's expertise will enable our clients to capitalize on the increased revenue of becoming their own payment facilitator even more quickly and efficiently through Finix Professional Services, said Richie Serna, Chief Executive Officer at Finix. By bringing best-in-class payments technology and world-class operational, legal and compliance expertise together under one roof, Finix can provide a full suite of services to both existing clients who want to get up to speed faster, and to new clients who want to understand how to own, manage and monetize their payments stack. Coming on the heels of Finix July 16, $17.5 million Series A announcement, the creation of Finix Professional Services will combine risk and merchant underwriting expertise from the team who wrote the book on payment facilitation with Finix deep bench of operators who have built and scaled leading payment technology companies including PayPal, Klarna, Veeam and Balanced. FinTech 513 has advised over 75 leading ISVs, software companies, payment processors and fintech unicorns as they've navigated their strategic payment options. With FinTech 513 joining their ranks, Finix will be even better able to support new and existing clients by putting together the risk policies and merchant review procedures needed to go live as payment facilitators while delivering a payments integration experience informed by decades of experience. Through Finix easy-to-use APIs and dashboards, growing businesses can deliver a seamless payments experience to customers and conveniently manage their entire provider ecosystem through a single platform of record. With the addition of world-class operational, legal and compliance experts, Finix can now extend the ability to execute SOCI and SOC2, PCI Level 1, and GDPR compliance, in a complicated and ever-changing regulatory environment to our customers. SocGen chooses Preda's Open Banking Europe Directory to verify TPPs. Preda announced today that Société Générale has joined the growing community of over 300 financial institutions relying on Preda Open Banking Europe (OBE) directory to support on the PSD2 access to account compliance processes. The OBE directory is a pan-European, single, standardized, machine-readable repository for active regulated entities that can perform access to account XS2A services across Europe. Preda OBE directory will provide Société Générale with a key service to identify authorized third-party providers (TPPs), which will support the financial institution in ensuring compliance with the access to account security requirements of the revised Payment Services Directive (PSD2) and regulatory technical standard that will become effective on the 14th of September 2019. Apart from pooling the information provided by the different national TPP registers, the OBE directory also contains additional operational information to help provide some transparency to TPPs and account servicing payment service providers as PSPs, especially regarding cases where brand name differ from the legal name of the entities with access to the account. The partnership with Preda supports Société Générale's vision to pool operational, technical and compliance efforts in the context of the implementation of the required application programming interfaces (APIs) under the PSD2 regulatory requirements, so that the group can focus on the development of its core business and on the relationship with its customers. Nicholas Cayley, head of payment and liquidity management solutions at Société Générale Group, stated, "The effort required to understand 31 national registries, each holding multiple types of payment service provider information, is huge, but the Preda OBE directory initiative will make our task much easier as Société Générale Group is deploying the Berlin Group API for its European cash management activities as well as the STET API for its French retail and SME market." John Broxis, Managing Director of Preda, Open Banking Europe commented, "We are very pleased to see a major pan-European banking group such as Société Générale joining the Preda OBE initiative. Société Générale, together with other pioneer banks in Europe, has been actively participating in the design of our directory from the start. The road to PSD2 access to account has proven to be complex and our centralized directory is there to make the journey easier and facilitate interoperability between the various market participants." Testing the boundaries of autonomous tech in fleet payments. Smart cars and connected vehicles could be on their way to addressing road congestion, reducing accident risks and promoting overall convenience for drivers no longer at the wheel. Those are significant propositions for the fleet industry, with giants like Amazon and Uber Freight investing in autonomous vehicle technology to disrupt ground logistics. Earlier this year, reports surfaced of Amazon-branded trailers transported via Embark autonomous trucks, considered proof that the e-commerce and logistics conglomerate is funding tests for driverless delivery and logistics solutions. At the time, neither Amazon nor Embark provided comments to CNBC, which reported on the claims of their collaboration. However, reports did point to a nationwide truck driver shortage as an enticing motivation behind such initiatives. Uber Freight, Uber's logistics arm, similarly fueled speculation of the industry's interest in autonomous vehicles when reports said the company had begun launching autonomous truck deliveries, described by TechCrunch reports at the time as a big step toward commercialization of Uber's autonomous truck tech. Other players in the fleet sectors have expressed support for autonomous vehicle technology's fleet disruption. According to fleet management firm DDS Wireless, whether it's via a taxi booking service or a paratransit dispatch system, connected and autonomous vehicles will change fleet management, both challenging and benefiting the industry. Payments come into play. With autonomous vehicle Square in the line of vision for at least some major logistics players, the industry is gradually going further, broadening its view to include payments. This effort most recently came to a head with Quest Venture Partners' investment in CarIQ in June, providing $5 million for a company that turns a smart vehicle into a vehicle for payment, too. "The car is going to be an extension of who you are, just like the phone is," said Suresh Ramamurthy, chairman and chief technology officer of CBQ Bank in an interview with American Banker. In an interview with PYMNTS, CarIQ's founder and CEO Sterling Pratz expressed similar confidence of the automobile's future in payments tech, especially in the fleet payments space as logistics players up their investment in autonomous technology. "There are billions of dollars spent each year on fleet vehicles, and we think nearly all of it can be transferred to our platform where cars pay instead of humans with credit cards," he said, pointing to scenarios like refueling, repairs, parking, insurance and tools as potential use cases. Lack of certainty. Considering the lack of autonomous vehicles on the road today, let alone the fleet industry's lack of adoption and implementation of such technology, there is no guarantee that smart cars will overhaul the fleet payments area. Indeed, despite Uber Freight's high-profile investment in the technology, last year reports announced that Uber would end its project to develop autonomous vehicles, and instead focus on self-driving passenger car technology, though, according to TechCrunch, the decision does not affect Uber Freight. However, it appears that fleet payments players are taking a pragmatic approach to the possibility of fleet payments driven, literally, by vehicles. Uber does not believe that self-driving trucks will be doing dock-to-dock runs for a very long time, said Uber product lead for self-driving trucks Alden Woodrow in an interview with The Atlantic last year before reports emerged of the project's closure. Commercial payments firm WEX pointed to Woodrow's remarks in its reflection of the potential for autonomous vehicles to disrupt fleet payments, not to replace drivers outright, but to boost efficiency in the sector. While all the talk seems to be about how autonomous trucks will solve the driver shortage or become a disaster for existing drivers, there is more to it, Electronic Funds Source, a part of WEX, wrote in a blog post last year. Automation means efficiencies, it does not mean complete control. City opens $72 million operations center in Sioux Falls. City today officially marked the opening of its new, state-of-the-art operations site in Sioux Falls, extending a nearly four-decade-long commitment to South Dakota. City CEO Michael Corbat was joined at the ribbon-cutting ceremony by South Dakota Lieutenant Governor Larry Rodin, U.S. Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds, Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhauken, and U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, along with city colleagues, local business leaders and members of the community. City's $72 million investment in our new state-of-the-art facility affirms our commitment to Sioux Falls and South Dakota, said City CEO Michael Corbat. "We are very proud of the role that City has played as a catalyst of growth in this city, and we look forward to our continued partnership with the city and state." South Dakota Lieutenant Governor Larry Rodin commented, "Today, both South Dakota and Sioux Falls are recognized as leaders in the banking industry. City's success here motivated other banks to locate their operations in South Dakota." These additional institutions that have followed have only helped stimulate our state's financial sector, providing quality, high-paying jobs to our fellow South Dakotans, not only in Sioux Falls, but around the state. We appreciate the sustainable partnership City has built here in South Dakota and look forward to working with them well into the future. Since 1981, when City opened a credit card operations center in Sioux Falls, the breadth of work has diversified, expanding to 22 business functions, including credit operations, technology, finance, treasury and transactions, and customer service. For years, City has been a critical partner in the economic success of Sioux Falls, and this new facility starts a new chapter in our relationship, said Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken. We are honored that they continue to invest in our great city. The new building features open concept working spaces to foster greater collaboration, a design City is using with its new buildings around the world. Additionally, the site has been certified with a LEED Gold designation from the U.S. Green Building Council, a testament to City's commitment to sustainability. The modern four-story facility occupies 150,000 square feet on 19 acres in the southwest corridor of Sioux Falls. Employees began moving in this summer. Employee response to the new location has been fantastic, said Craig Hansen, City Sioux Falls site president. The abundance of natural light and panoramic views throughout the building, coupled with collaborative workspaces, new amenities, and cutting-edge technology, makes it a great place to come to work. City has played an integral role in the Sioux Falls community, impacting a large number of nonprofit partners through City Foundation grants, investments, training, volunteerism, and service. In 2018, City made over $1.5 million in charitable contributions to a number of nonprofit partners in Sioux Falls and South Dakota, including the Sioux Empire Housing Partnership, which helps families in South Dakota fulfill the dream of home ownership. As part of City's Pathways to Progress initiative, the City Foundation has invested in local organizations expanding the skills of over 4,000 young people in Sioux Falls and South Dakota, helping them build networks and connect to the working world. For more than a decade, City has partnered with the rural development organization Dakota Resources, which serves low to moderate income communities across the state. In 2018, City colleagues donated nearly 18,000 hours of volunteer service to a wide range of community causes in Sioux Falls. B2B payments, moving from inertia to ignition. The B2B payments discussion often centers around innovators' efforts to kill the check. Unfortunately, simply introducing an electronic alternative to paper checks is not enough to kill this sticky and popular payment method. Innovators must consider a range of factors, from the size of the company making the payment to the infrastructure constraints of the firm receiving it. There is no straight line to killing the check, but in the path to B2B payments innovation, a plethora of possibilities emerges. Today, some of the industry's biggest players will converge in New York City at this year's PYMNTS B2B Payments Executive Forum, with Visa as presenting sponsor. The forum is a call to action for key industry stakeholders to tackle friction in the $125 trillion worth of global payments volume flowing between businesses around the world. And, it's an exploration among experts as to why, despite years of innovation and technological advancements, the inertia of paper and manual processes continues to stunt B2B payments technology adoption. Ahead of the forum's kickoff, PYMNTS looks back at some of its speakers' thoughts on the biggest trends in B2B payments, with Visa's head of global business solutions Kevin Fallon setting the stage in his opening keynote about what it will take to ignite innovation in this massive segment of global payments. B2B payments innovation agenda. One of the biggest B2B payments conundrums today considers the adoption challenge. There are better technologies available to businesses today, so why do paper-based and manual processes persist? The answer is complex because B2B payment solutions must be multifaceted and flexible enough to meet an array of needs. According to Fallon, that includes speed, transparency, and global scale. Speaking with Karen Webster just ahead of the launch of Visa B2B Connect earlier this summer, Fallon noted the functionality under the hood of B2B payment tools is just as important as what lies on the surface. Solutions like Visa B2B Connect are able to address both the need for ease of use and access to data through measures like adoption of the ISO 20022 messaging standard, which enables seamless exchange of payment data. Tokenized data also allows for secure transmission of information, Fallon noted, allowing payment instructions to safely move between institutions and corporates. A surge in B2B payments adoption has also introduced a new challenge, overwhelming choice, making cross-platform integration a headache. As a result, innovators need to fit in the bigger puzzle piece of corporates' back-office systems. Our customers don't want to use their IT resources to stitch together third-party solutions, Billtrust's CEO Flint Lane told Webster of businesses need for holistic B2B payment solutions that address both accounts payable and accounts receivable needs, all while working in harmony. Luckily, said Bill Wardwell, VP of Strategy at Bottomline Technologies, the new narrative of B2B payments is overwhelmingly digital, which will make cross-platform integration easier so long as service providers embrace collaboration. We are seeing some progress in this space where ERPs are now recognizing the fact that they need to provide payment capabilities that are not necessarily native in their systems, and they are actively partnering with banks and fintechs to do so, Wardwell told Webster in June. Getting the supplier on board. A critical piece of this integration puzzle, Wardwell added, is looking beyond the immediate end user. Historically, solutions have been created to solve the needs of one party in the payments transaction, he said, solutions that haven't necessarily thought about the needs of all parties within that transaction. Through a decade plus of B2B payments innovation, one of the biggest lessons the industry has learned is that payment solutions cannot be designed solely for the payer, they must also keep the supplier in mind. B2B vendors often carry the burden of B2B payments friction. While a corporate may want to embrace electronic payments, it's the supplier often stuck investing in infrastructure and procedural changes to accept that payment method. Not to mention, suppliers also carry the burden of trade credit agreements when payment terms extend to months on end. It's often a case of he who has the gold, makes the rules, as Paymate founder and CEO Ajay Adesession told Webster in a conversation last July. Vendor acceptance is a particularly large hurdle when it comes to commercial cards, according to Boost Payment Solutions CEO Dean M. Levitt, who told Webster last month that there is a direct relationship between cost of acceptance and likelihood of acceptance. Boosting adoption means lowering the cost of acceptance for B2B vendors, although barriers also exist in terms of vendors' ability to shift back office procedures, adopt the right infrastructure, and manage the rise in cross-border corporate transaction volume. Easing friction across borders. According to Levitt, tackling global payments friction means service providers must make cross-border transactions feel like a domestic payment for both buyer and seller. Vert OFX co-founder Anthony Odewohl said that's easier said than done, however, telling Webster last month that businesses are increasingly operating with less familiar currencies as they broaden exposure to emerging markets. Aside from a lack of familiarity, scarce liquidity, high FX fees and regulatory measures make international operations an expensive, friction-heavy process. It's a layer of bureaucracy and inefficiency, said Odewohl about the effects of government's inflation and other financial measures that can limit a company's ability to operate in a given market. And with businesses rarely able to access the resources and know how to build localized relationships with banks around the world, Odewohl noted financial services and fintech players must be the bridge not only connecting businesses to each other, but to service providers around the world. Speed takes center stage. In the payment rail wars, speed is also emerging as an essential component for end customers, and that doesn't exclude business payers, despite what skeptics have historically believed. The faster payments value proposition is going from nice to have to must have, according to Drew Edwards, CEO of Ingo Money. We're not talking about whether we're going to hit this tipping point in the future, he told Webster in May, highlighting payroll and employee payouts as a particularly large opportunity for faster payment rails. We're talking about when, and we're talking about in the next couple of years. Small business no longer means small value. payment service providers and fintechs have begun to target the small business payer, not only acknowledging SMBs as a potentially lucrative customer base, but also the massive gap in service quality that has historically plagued this segment. Among SMBs' biggest B2B payments hurdles is a lack of resources to streamline payment operations. As Bento for Business founder and CEO Farhan Ahmad told Webster, that could mean a lot of second-guessing of vendor payment preferences, or a lack of transparency and cash flow control. But with SMBs often lacking the ability to seamlessly and affordably adopt high-tech solutions, Bento for Business said exploring tools that SMBs already use like email can drive B2B payment efficiencies and lower costs. While SMBs have unique constraints limiting their ability to embrace B2B payments innovation, companies large and small often face similar hurdles in the fight to ditch paper. PYMNT's Tipping Point Playbook, a collaboration with MasterCard, put some numbers behind this issue. A survey discovered that nearly one-third of businesses indeed plan to embrace accounts payable automation technology. Unfortunately, that figure also signals that they have yet to make the adoption leap from wanting to doing. After years of innovation, what industry experts agree on is that simply introducing a digital tool is not enough to drive adoption. As industry stakeholders will debate at this year's B2B Payments Executive Forum, how to juggle the factors that will push the adoption needle remains a complex conundrum. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.